Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
We'd have to make one hell of a point about it, but it might help resolve some of the food issues.
I guess the question, the follow-up question that's also important, is the world tree a, like, sentient entity? Is it aware? Like, does it make decisions, or is it just a tree, but, like, magical? I understand that's a deep understatement.
You wouldn't have that stick if it didn't want you to have it.
That variety of intelligent and powerful that it could prevent me from acquiring this stick if I had ill intentions from wherever it is?
Most likely, yes.
Okay.
Likely with all the resurgence of the spiritual entities floating around, it has more intelligence than it had previously. Okay. So whatever intelligence it had before, it likely is several fold greater now.
Okay. Because, like, I was thinking if it was just, you know, a tree that happens to potentially be the source of all magical energy and everything, but, like, it's just powerful. Maybe we could find a way to use some of that without hurting it. But if it's more a case of asking and negotiating, that changes a lot, because I don't see an angle, I guess. Do we expect the Risen Kingdom to just start clear-cutting as soon as they get outside of Chicago? Or, like, I don't know that the World Tree would care. But that was the idiot check of, is this way more useful than we think it is? And I think the answer is, it's just as useful as we think it is.
I think it is just as useful as we think it is. However, it's not to be treated as a tool to be used. It is more likely treated as an ally to be respected.
That is also important information. This is why I ask these questions. Thank you. That said, still feel like visiting the World Tree in a more respectful, would like to see it to say that I've seen it and not pester it. Sounds still like something to be on the agenda for maybe the future TM.
A diplomatic mission, perhaps?
That's a good way to phrase it. I just want to see it, because it sounds really cool, and I just can't get enough of seeing... Yeah, exactly.
There are likely some verbena types that are protecting it. So we'll have to be prepared for that as well.
Okay. I mean, I think most factions understand... Presumably the verbena have done well in Wave's hand all this. But, like, most factions have some kind of respectful idea of what the World Tree is, and having that not be a thing would be bad.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, we'll
I'm
see.
Just saying I'm not going to bank on any one faction.
That's fair. It is. I wouldn't be surprised to see a multi-traditional group. Regardless, if it's not something that we're reasonably confident can be used to help us, it sounds also like it would be kind of still kind of a thing getting there that we maybe don't have time to do if it's not likely to be immediately beneficial.
It's been there a long time. I'm sure it'll wait an extra day or two for us.
Exactly. We'll just hope we're still around after this Risen Kingdom stuff to just go there and see what all's going on there.
See, that's a spirit.
Yeah. Thank you all for humoring my theory crafting and thought exercise there. I'm glad that I'm no longer planning wildly wrong stuff, basically.
I don't know, man. You just called Coyote, so.
Yeah.
Good job on not dying in the woods naked. Big pluses on that.
Yeah, next time I'm going to have to figure out a way to, I suppose, more make it an attunement to open myself to Coyote's ideas and maybe see if I can glean some information about it without summoning him.
That feels like looking in the eye of God and only finding chaos.
I know for a fact there are people who are able to use magic to read their god's intentions. Or at least read some of their god's design. And that it is encouraged by their gods. I don't know if Coyote is one.
That's
but
right. Yeah, you're getting where I was
at
going.
At this point, I've been poked enough about, hey, don't call him directly again, so I'm not going to do that. But there is definitely some variety of way to understand how Coyote feels about things. And I'm going to find it. Ideally in a way that doesn't end up with me halfway across the universe again. Multiverse?
Yes.
The Umbra? Whatever. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Could try some sort of chaos divination.
I love the sound of that.
It's been a long time since I saw someone roll bones, so like,
I need another little piece of nonsense to add to my long list of different magic tricks. And casting the bones feels like another neat little thing to throw in there. So, please teach me that, yes.
Pretty sure I've seen Gaspar do that.
I've got some. The tarot's just a little easier sometimes. Do you throw bones, Tiernan?
No, I just watched it.
Oh. I suppose I can teach them.
I was gonna say, like, I could remember it in a pinch if we needed, but, oof.
Yeah.
Entropy and actually rolling dead people's bones. Oof. Gets a little, what is it, morbid? Very quick.
Nah.
And then the paradox stops being uncontrollable gas for 18 hours, and, you know, brown recluse spider bites keep finding you.
Those aren't fun. Don't do that. Done that one before.
You'll have to get your own bones, though.
I will get my own bones.
Yeah, I'll show you later.
Wonderful. I'm very much looking forward to that. Now I gotta think about what kind of bones I want to use.
I would recommend avoiding people bones. Unless, like, you got some ancestors. It feels like the first generation always goes bad when you use people bones. When you're like, this was grandma's calling kit. Like, okay, but you know.
That's fair. Unfortunately, you've put the idea in my head that Savior's knuckle bones might be good for this after everything's said and done.
He kind of gives that like a, ooh, Didn't think about his.
Very cursed artifact, truly.
Yeah, I don't know that using the bones of a hostile mage will necessarily go the best for you.
Using them to curse things.
Oh, no, I absolutely think it would go well. It will be a cursed artifact.
Yes.
The resonance there. Hmm. A little spooky.
Iconic. Iconic.
You could call it that. I hope that goes well for you.
You just want to watch?
So badly?
No.
Anyway, Benji, sorry to add however long that took to your session.
You're fine. That was a lot of fun to pull out of my ass on the fly.
I got everything planned that I need to.
Because I had been thinking about this for the last few days, of I've got a branch of the world tree and a patron god in Coyote, and that might mean something. It means enough that if it was a game, you would click two and two to be like, do these craft together? You'd check at least.
Yeah.
So I'm checking.
Yeah, no, I have a small backload of things Coyote wants to do to you, and I'll always take the opportunity to bring another changing breed into the game, so fuck it.
I just, as soon as I said it, I was like, that might be a little bit of a left hook.
All good.
Before I forget to ask it, has there been sufficient time, or will there have been sufficient time before it's important that I can go ahead and put the life 3 on my sheet?
Depends on how much we fuck around and find out.
I mean, yeah, it kind of depends, what y'all are doing next. If y'all are about to run off and do something right now, probably not. If y'all are going to chill chill for a couple of days before you go do something else, then probably.
I think the Roman guys were next on our list, and
that was a pretty quick thing. But we're traveling by boat, and Tiernan can be fiddling with the thing while we're working.
So, tomorrow for it, give ourselves the day, and maybe hit Tiernan with a speed reading spell. So that he can cram that book real quick.
Would speed reading work on the magical absorption?
Why not?
I mean, is it like a 500 book, or is it a 500 page vellum, or is it like a book?
It's a pretty standard book.
I'll just take an evening on it if that's. I don't need to speed read it if that's the case, right?
Yeah, no. I mean, if you're just gonna spend the evening with your nose in that book, you should be fine.
No one's gonna go meet new changing breeds tonight, right?
A question I have to ask, apparently.
Plastic side eye.
No? All right, I'm going to go study.
All right.
This felt important.
And then tomorrow, heading off to meet the Roman Empire.
I'll tell the crew to prep the boat again, do any repairs we need, holler if it's anything big, and, commit general maintenance-ry. The maintenance mancers.
Can Jesse help with that maintenance?
I mean, if it's anything past standard fare, most of it's probably going to be putting some spare quintessence out of a node onto it and, going out in the woods and finding more, food stock.
I guess that's fair.
But to what degree do you want?
She wants to
Bitch just loves a boat.
She do, man. She's a sea kind of bitch. She wants to, like, secure all of the ropes and shit. I don't know. I can't remember what kind of boat it is.
Batten them hatches.
Yeah, literally. I'll swab the fucking deck. I don't care.
If I don't have a mop in my hands in the next 5 minutes.
Right.
I am going to be so deliberately difficult to deal with.
Just let me on the fucking boat.
Ben, wow. Before we hop the next day, can we have a day checkup on how Jessica did?
Sure. I assume you're doing a check-in with the cat.
So I think we had said that Olathe was kind of just going to keep keeping a fairly steady eye through the cat.
Yeah.
That, you said it wouldn't really be detectable.
Okay.
So if there's any high points, at least, you know, help. I'm assuming Astoria is a little bit tensed up about it, and at least be like, yeah, no, I can, you know, he's good, here's this, dot.
Yeah. She has not done terribly much.
Are you using bond sharing for that?
I believe so.
Bond sharing has a distance limit.
Just. I think you're right about that, actually.
It's 100 meters.
Does that change depending on what level of bond sharing you have?
Mm-mm. It says, let's see.
This would have been a good monkey's paw when we were doing it.
Yeah,
I was just thinking about that now. Hold on.
Because that also then bleeds back to us being kept an eye on by the birds would be... We should have been detecting magic from those.
Well, it says a stamina roll might be necessary to form a link across distances of 300 feet or more. But since you have correspondence, you might be able to use correspondence in your bond sharing. It's never come up because I'm not ever that far from my familiar, but...
Yeah, we don't normally stray that far.
Yeah.
Well, Ben, I guess which one's the sneakier way to do it, and what role do you want? Like I said, it feels like it should have come up in reverse then when the different times we've been spied on.
Yes and
it's
no.
It's just storyteller discretion, so it can just not be a thing if you don't want it to be, Ben, but... I was, like, specifically looking at that earlier, because I was like, oh, Terran. But...
Give me a flat stamina soak at a diff 7.
Stamina soak, alright. I believe I have, what, 4 dice for stamina? Are you just going to want one of these daily, then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we know what happens on a failure?
Probably you're not able to get any information that day.
Fair.
That is a fine. I was like, if it's. Oh yeah, no. Olathe,
you know,
them. That is
a. This is a way to use this roll.
A botch. River explodes. Our friend's cat exploded. You know, like
alerting
they do.
The guards near Jessica. Chicago explodes.
You have to. We're gonna bond you over your pet dying.
No, what's gonna happen is it's then gonna trigger one of the beads. And paradox is just gonna become an issue. So I rolled 4 dice. 9998. That's a hell of a way to use this roll.
That'll do you. Alright. yeah, so Jessica hasn't done a ton today. You get the feeling she is primarily moving around at night. and did not really get much time to find a place to hole up. She has established herself a little hide in a disused high rise. But for the most part, she's not done a ton in the day that since you guys left her.
Okay. Yeah, like that will just be a daily thing of keeping the link with the cat open and telling, you know, a story. Here's this kind of what has gone on during the day. But you don't have to go through it every day, because I'm sure not every day is going to have big events.
Right. Yeah, today is pretty uneventful.
Yeah, I just wanted to establish it as at least a background thing.
Yeah.
So when it comes up that
murdered.
Yeah. When it comes up that something happens, there's a reason Olaf is able to react fairly immediately.
Yeah. Okay. Alrighty. So tomorrow, going to meet the Legion?
Yes.
Okay. Please tell me it's just a like the American Legion, but a holdout. it's just a bunch of old vets.
Right.
Too suck for the set, for the stand for the next day.
Okay. Oh, you basically wake up in the morning. Fuck it. I have a song for this.
Yeah, I'll take my willpower.
Oh, yeah, I actually have to get one of those back. That's right.
Here, I almost never used this one. While you were snoozing, Jessica was sneaking around a bit. Biggest thing that you see her doing is scoping out the kind of the military status of the area around her. Where are the checkpoints? Where are the patrols? What's the interval of the patrols? How often do they swap? Where do they go when they get off of duty? Things like that. Building up her mental map of where the potential problems are in her area.
Also just going to be a thing she does most of the first while, right?
Yeah. Because the best way to not get got is go where the people aren't. There is one slightly sketchy moment where she sees a giant spider perched on the side of one of the high-rise buildings. You guys saw
you
a couple
mean
of
gigantic,
these.
Gigantic.
No, I mean a gigantic spider. I mean like Shelob. You guys saw a couple of these the last time you made a sneaky incursion into Chicago. Never did get much understanding of exactly what the fuck those were, but they're still around, and she sees one. Fortunately, far enough away and doesn't botch her willpower roll about it. That her phobia doesn't lock her up and she's able to continue about her way. But that's the one close call that she had of she saw one of those things.
Okay. Is there any tell via, I don't know if we're mind sharing it or what. I assume we all want the report though to a degree. Is there
I'm saying, Olaf was just going to give a verbal report to it, like at least a story. If everyone wants the report, then fair enough. But I wasn't planning on it being mind share, but it can be.
Well,
it's a relevant mission to all of us.
Fair. He's coming up to the question of we've been interacting with a lot of wear things. Is that a wear thing?
Does somebody want to roll a?
We rolled about it before.
You did. None of you were particularly familiar with what you were looking at. It wasn't a pattern spider or any of the assorted weaver spider spirits. Best understanding when you saw it last time was that it was probably the creation of a mage doing weird
shit. And River roll about it when she sees it.
Yeah. Cool. I'll kind of tell you already that she's going to pretty much get what you already know. It is a mage doing weird shit.
Okay.
Okay. Not an Ananasi.
It is not an Ananasi, no. They don't have a form that's that large.
Okay. That's also part of what I was getting at, was trying to get a size reference.
Yeah, no.
It's like seeing it from a skyscraper is pretty big, but...
Yeah, the Ananasi war form is...
smaller than a werewolf kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's called Pithus, if I remember correctly, and it's roughly Krynos sized. It's big. It's big. But it's not like a Greyhound bus. And these are like Greyhound bus. But yeah, they've got like seven forms. I don't know, so you're cool.
The mini spider form.
Yeah, crawlerlings are a lot. Don't worry, y'all will meet them eventually. So yeah, that's the night that Jessica had. More or less, when you are waking up and checking in on her is when she is going to sleep.
Fair enough. Given that it's probably going to be a very light sleep and things like that, Olaf is probably going to take more than the normal 4 hours and look a little tired in the morning.
Okay.
Because some part of her is awake watching this, even if it's not, you know, the norm.
Yeah. Alrighty. So piling into the boat and making a flight.
Yep.
Okay. I assume y'all are leaving more or less first thing in the morning, like food in holes and then onto the boat, into the air.
Food in holes, say bye to the kid and parents, and off we go.
Okay. You guys would, at a steady clip, you would arrive kind of early in the afternoon. Actually, probably almost nighttime before you get there, because you do got to get up and around. You would obviously have to not fly directly over Chicago. But I suppose, let me double check my map. Yeah, you would kind of have to go up and around along Lake Michigan to get at Beaver Island. All right. Tiernan, oh, captain, my captain. You're driving the boat. How would you like to approach this?
I mean, they saw us the first time, if I'm not mistaken, right? I don't think they had a big particular way to interact with that fact.
I think we had hidden the boat.
Yeah,
we avoided them.
Avoided them last time.
The mage saw us that was visiting with them.
Yeah, he caught you scrying on him.
Okay.
The mage is not part of that group. He was the visitor that we were upset about.
He is trying to co-opt them, more or less.
And then we went and killed a bunch of his people.
Yeah.
Yes.
You sure did.
Okay.
So more or less, there's two ways in general that you could go about this. Fly straight at them and see how they feel about that. The other is to use your boat as a boat. They, from previous reconnaissance, you know that their main settlement on this island is a fort, built up near, the lighthouse, that's on the southern tip of the island. And that they have a like a dock and things there, and a couple of boats of their own. So you could just sail up to them as a boat, or you could do the flashy and fly straight at them.
That'd be the flashiest.
Feels like the boat answer is definitely Tiernan's pace, unless someone has some like big reason to not do that. I don't love getting busted on that. Someone can just turn around and know that that's how this works.
Valid.
Got to keep a card up our sleeve.
Okay. So landing the boat on the lake and then sailing it the old-fashioned way?
That is the game plan.
Alrighty. Decides to be a dickhole about it. Give me deck sailing. No, I'm kidding.
Are you just trying to tease Jesse?
I still use magic.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the main reason that I'm not going to do that.
I pull out a wizard wand and say, wind.
I cast Wimdy. All right, so you sail up towards the little lighthouse and the fort that's built up there. There is a boat tied up alongside. It kind of looks like a ancient age galley. Lots of oars on the side. One nice solid mast right in the middle. It's pretty basic. It looks like something somebody copied from a book and built from trees that they chopped down. It's not actively sinking at this moment, so that's better than it could be. And around the time that you get eyeballs on hey, there's the shore, Jessie's probably the only one that hears this with her special ears, but there is a bell ringing in the distance,
ding,
indicating
ding.
That you have in fact been sighted, and they're aware that you're on the way.
Shit. They saw us.
Yeah.
They were supposed to.
I was like, we weren't invisible. We could have been, I guess.
That would have been a lot more aggressive.
I just figured we had a grand entrance planned.
Yeah, we're sailing up on a boat.
Flashy. Well, I mean, yeah. I guess it.
Tiernan looks at you a little confused because he's like, I wear a robe. Just to show up. I show up in pajamas almost.
A guy in a wizard robe and five people in varying flavors of armor, ranging from Native American to Japanese, walk into a bar. We're making a scene. It's fine.
The fact that it's happening is the scene.
Ben, is there an answer to the question I put in chat?
I'm going to have to get back to you on that one.
Okay.
The Quint, sure, the making the paradox stones, I'm going to have to get back to you on that one.
I figured that one would be more questionable. That's why I threw Quint first.
Yeah.
Just let me know how many rolls and I'll knock them out.
Oh, that's why Roll20 is not working. I'm on the wrong fucking browser.
Is there a bad browser for Roll20?
Roll20 fucking hates Google Chrome.
Yeah. Oh.
I've not had that experience.
It will not launch for me. So I use Firefox. I'm kind of shifting towards Firefox more in general anyway. But yeah.
Interesting.
Y'all don't necessarily need to open Roll20 if you don't want to. I'm opening it because I have a map for this place.
Already got it open, so.
Let me make sure y'all are on the right. The ribbon's on the right map. There we go. Okay. So you guys start pulling up to the alongside the dock, and you can see the wooden palisades of the fort kind of alongside the lighthouse. Outside the walls of the fort is a it's kind of a mix of tent city and log cabin settlement type situation, kind of very Jamestown-esque. Where's the button I'm looking for here? And what you see on the ramparts of the wooden palisades is there is one specific ballista emplacement. They've got some proper artillery, and that particular ballista is aimed solidly in your direction. There is a good amount of yelling and shouting and scurrying going on of people kind of moving around. Presumably preparing a defense. And then from one of those towers... Is it? Hold on, I don't know what I need to do.
Sorry to interrupt. I just.
No, you're fine.
Figured you'd get it when you had a chance.
Daylight mode on.
Yep, I can see now. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, fucking jump gate, for making that much simpler. All right. You see from kind of the tallest, like, palisade of the fort, two things jump out at you immediately. One is a very large American flag, and the second is a series of blinking lights. Like, at least Astoria would probably recognize a signal mirror, having spent a lot of time in the outdoorsiness.
Can I translate?
I'm gonna need a wits or intelligence survival roll.
Sure.
From probably just Astoria.
What diff would you like?
Diff 8, because this is a little esoteric.
Are we supposed to see something other than the black screen?
You put an icon on the drag your character over.
Ah.
And at least that was what worked for me.
Yeah.
There we go. Two.
Okay. Yeah, if you want to get an idea at least of what you're looking at, you probably need to put an icon down, then you should be able to see. I'll just pile people onto the boot. That is a heliograph, and they are, in fact, flashing a message at you in Morse code. I'm trying to decide if Astoria would know Morse code.
This sounds like an awesome time to use a dream roll if I don't.
It actually kind of does. Go for it.
I don't know why my icon's showing up like that now.
Is perception and dream at a diff 6 start? Okay, so I've got three successes on my perception dream roll. Is that enough that I can make the roll?
Yes.
Okay. That means I get 3 dice. Would it be... What mental stat would you like to go with essentially a language Morse code roll? Intelligence?
That would be intelligence...
I just needed to know what mental stat it was. It would essentially be intelligence plus the dream rating.
Yes. Yeah, that would be intelligence.
Cool. What diff do you want for the decoding the message?
Diff 7.
Boy howdy. That's 3 8s, 2 10s.
Jesus.
5 successes.
Okay. In short, identify yourself or be fired upon.
Hey, Captain, he's gonna fire on us if we don't identify ourselves. What do you want me to say?
Who do you want to be? I've got a flare I could throw up, but...
Chase?
We also close have enough mirrors. Hang on, how close are we?
Are we ballista range?
At this point, you're about to... You're going to cross into ballista range in the next, like, minute.
Okay.
Can I just yell?
I mean, you're a couple hundred yards from shore, but like...
I'm going to say anyone else would have thought no, and then I thought Jesse and maybe.
That is exactly what I had been planning.
Yeah, I can just yell featuring magic.
That.
What was the response? I'm sorry.
I'm going to be loud. It's what I do.
Yeah, I know. Cannoli it. I don't know.
Cannoli diplomacy! Fire in my cannolis. Can I do that instead? Can I just matter forces fling cannolis?
No.
They misinterpret incoming cannolis as projectiles and open fire, and suddenly there's napalm on your ship.
That'd be fucking funny, though. You gotta...
Alright, Jesse... Yeah. I'll let you do the honors because I know you love yelling. Just tell them.
What's my diff?
We're here. All right. Don't shoot. We're here to talk. We don't mean you any harm. And we'll figure it out when we get closer. Yes, they know we're coming. The story said they're telling us, say who you are or you'll get shot.
Okay. What's my diff?
To be loud. You're just doing forces to amplify sound?
Yeah.
It should just be a forces too.
What is that, diff 5?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 3 successes. Jesse is going to lean over the side of the boat toward them and go, "Hey! You're expecting us!"
Jesse, that's not... Repeat after me. Don't shoot. We just want to talk.
Don't shoot. We're just here to talk.
Incredible. There is a... The heliograph kind of lights up for a minute and just kind of like stays lit, like they're confused and figuring out what the fuck to flash back at you. And you finally...
You're expecting us!
And you finally get flashes back that say, pull up to the dock. You will be met there. Do not disembark.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't read that, I don't think.
I assume it's being translated.
You have the ability to read Morse code until you sleep again.
Oh, cool. Story yeah, they said pull up to the dock, don't get off. We'll be met there.
Yeah, the yeah was at Astoria, and then the okay was over the edge of the...
I hope the yeah was also translated to the magic.
Oh, my light hasn't been coming up. Benji, this is stupid as shit. I also still want to prep an action of use the wind shear we're creating through the wand already and use forces 2 from myself to form that into a blade and part of a list of bolt if it comes at us. That is what I am ready to do. I'm sorry. I meant to say it like 5 minutes ago and my mic didn't light up that I was muted.
Amazing. Okay.
So, Jesse.
Go ahead.
hilarious still.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So you guys pull up to dock, and a couple of dudes in U.S. Army issue fatigues help you start tying off to the dock. There is a large gate that is open leading into the fort. In front of it is a phalanx of guards, also in U.S. Army issue fatigues, but with Roman-style armor and helmets and swords and weapons and shields and all that over top of it. And you can kind of just see behind them a couple of the same on horseback, and a guy standing in between them, a good bit older than the rest. And you just, a guy in the middle of the phalanx kind of raises his voice a bit. Who goes there? State your business. Or we could just start shooting.
This is me again.
We're here to talk, as we said. Preferably friendly conversation. Doing it at Ballista Point is not necessarily the ideal way.
Well, we kind of don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of armed, and you sailed up on us.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. My name is Dr. Chase Reynolds. I am here on behalf of a small coalition of towns and other occupied areas that have started piecing together some semblance of trade and mutual defense. And we would like to talk to you about that, or failing that, figure out what exactly you consider to be your territory so we do not end up having any particular issues with you in the future. Does that sound good?
The one that's been talking kind of stops and looks over his shoulder for a minute. And just gets a nod from the, obviously, his superior behind him. All right. Leave the weapons on the boat. We can talk.
Thank you for being the first one, I think, that hasn't insisted on taking my weapons from me. This is nice. And Chase is going to begin unbuckling his sword to leave on the boat with our own people this time, for once.
I have to ask, what is it with white men in the Roman Empire?
I don't know, man.
It's always right. The Roman Empire.
You guys piling off the boat?
Sounds like.
Alrighty. I will move everybody in a moment. I'm not going to move you step by step along the way. But they kind of walk you. The older guy, like, quickly turns around and disappears. Heads up the hill, and you don't see him again for the moment. But as you get off the boat, they kind of form a phalanx around you, and guide you through the gate up the hill and towards a large tent. On the inside, this tent or this camp is even more impressive than it is from the outside. It's extremely well ordered and organized. It is like it's a U.S. Army base without the technology. It is highly disciplined. You expect to see machine gun emplacements. Like they know what they're doing. They've just adapted it to the new reality. But can I just grab everybody and drag you? I think I fucking can.
Should be able to.
Ho 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 ho. Makes that a lot easier. So you guys pile into the big tent. And the group of guards kind of stays outside, watching, with the clear implication of, don't do anything stupid. Face to face, it is abundantly obvious, that the guy you're looking at is an officer, even if you can't recognize any of the, symbology and such. He kind of stands up from behind a desk where he has been waiting. He's got perfectly regulation, close cropped hair, kind of graying at the temples. And has, the same, Romanesque armor on over the same uniform. He kind of looks around the room for a moment. Well, I don't have enough chairs for all of you, or I would offer you to take a seat. Colonel James Miller, 10th Mountain Division, U.S. Army. How might I help you?
As I said, Dr. Chase Reynolds, I am representing a coalition of towns in the immediate area. More or less looking to just make contact with everybody in our area. And Chase holds out a hand.
Handshake accepted. Firmly.
Firmly grasp it.
Pleasure to meet you, Doc. Where is it you come from? You say nearby. That's pretty vague.
Kirkland, personally. Well,
he kind of looks past you, and you see a woman in the corner, in similar armor, but a little bit lighter version. And in lieu of one of the Gladius-style swords, has two long knives, one on either hip, and she just kind of shrugs. Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
Those people haven't. Think Rockford a little south and a little east.
Illinois. All right. But not Chicago.
Not Chicago.
No.
All right. What can you tell me about the situation in Illinois? Information has been scarce.
Well, you mentioned Chicago. Have you met Chicago yet?
His eyes kind of narrow a little bit. I don't know that I take your meaning.
You know how sometimes a person becomes a nation? A man calling himself Savior is attempting that.
I see.
They are
I suppose the big question, the question that we really have to start with every first contact, are you aware that magic is real? That werewolves exist and there's vampires out there?
He kind of raises his left arm and starts to roll his uniform sleeve up. And there are three long slash marks starting at his wrist and ending like just below the top of his bicep. And you can tell that that arm does not work quite as well as it should anymore.
Oh, hey. Tiernan holds up his nub.
We are painfully aware of werewolves. You got
okay.
Wolf problems in Illinois?
I probably not immediately, which has been.
Those problems are everywhere.
Yeah, I'm sure we will sooner or later.
Oh, you will.
Yeah.
Come here. And he kind of stands back a little bit so that you can see the map that he's got spread across his desk. Come take a look.
Chase does so.
He taps on the map in New York, up near the, pretty close to the Canadian border. It's right here. Fort Drum is where we started all this. 10th Mountain was, well, a whole division then. We're a couple of reinforced brigades at best now. A bunch of those fuckers, pardon my language, turned up a week, a little over a week after the lights went out when we were still trying to organize. So, we packed up. Ourselves, our dependents, civilians, some small elements of the New York National Guard, and, well, not to put too fine a point on it, we ran. Thought we could make a stand. That didn't work. Made our way up into Canada. And after a while, they stopped chasing us. But we're Americans, damn it. We're not staying in fucking Canada. We made our way across, and well, as of right now, we seem to be about the only game in town in the Upper Peninsula. But this here, and he kind of runs a finger across New York, kind of down towards across little pieces of Pennsylvania into Ohio, and then like through the Toronto area. And you can kind of see that that part of the map has been marked with like red Sharpie. That's all Wolflands. We send scouts every now and then. Sometimes they even come back. Don't go there.
Fuck me. Why aren't they doing anything about the fucking...
You ever seen what it looks like when a bunch of half-trained National Guard try to take down a werewolf with bayonets?
Yes.
Yeah. Came home to find my girlfriend pulled into two pieces from one, so yes, I'm very familiar. Very familiar with what they do to people.
Is there any word out of Detroit?
Honestly, I don't know what the hell is going on in Michigan. everybody that we have sent down has come back and said that everything they found was destroyed.
It's on fire, right?
We see smoke constantly. Someone or something is burning every goddamn thing made by man to the ground in the Lower Peninsula.
Yeah, it's like a religious movement thing.
All right, well, that might be part of what's stopping the wolves from moving west.
Right, that was where we met.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the fucking holy fire elementals or whatever. Oh, yeah. Were.
Those were fun.
Yeah. We haven't
sent anybody as far south as Detroit yet. We're thinking about sending a boat down the St. Clair River.
It's
nobody's
bad
been able
there.
To get close by ground.
Yeah, it's
good to know. But no, to answer your other question, magic. Yes, we are aware that it exists. We got help in Canada. Well, first thing we got help with were a few very confused Royal Canadian Mounted Police. After we explained that we were not, in fact, invading Canada. Good guides, those guys. But, no, we ran into a couple of odd folks near Petawawa. And one of them just so happens to be able to turn steel into silver. So, he works for us.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
And don't ask me how it works. I don't know. All I know is we actually stand a chance when we run into wolves now. And we still do. They don't seem to be coming in force, but they send scouts of their own. And our scouts run into them sometimes. Doesn't usually go well. But with some steel, with some silver weapons, and knowing what we're up against, it's a better fight. I do wish they would actually fight us, though.
They got any kind of symbology on them?
Yeah, actually. Would you know anything about that?
Sure would.
All right. He motions for the woman to come over. And she holds up, or she kind of fishes around in her pocket for some paper and sketches for a moment. And holds up what looks like three black claw marks across the paper. They carve this in things sometimes. No. Usually they carve this in people sometimes, to be exact.
Ben, clarification. Red Talons, yes?
Yep.
Ah, haha. The nasty ones. Not the nastiest, but
not the nastiest.
Still gonna be a delight.
Red Talons. Those are
nature wolf supremacists.
Yeah, clear the world of all humankind, let Gaia return to her natural self kind of folks.
That tracks with how they've interacted with us.
They haven't bothered with any level of diplomacy, right?
We weren't sure they were capable of that. They're
they
smart
are.
Enough to
well.
Yeah, others are, they won't.
They're fully capable. They just...
That's kind of what makes it worse.
I don't know if that makes me feel better or worse.
It should make you feel worse.
I have a real important question. Have you met any werewolves that did not have a habit of doing that?
There are werewolves that don't do that.
Quite a few.
Like
that specifically, that thing.
No.
Okay. Yes, there are. And if we could find them, some of them are even somewhat not hostile. Some of them pretend to be friendly. They're not all like that. And those guys won't listen to us at all. They don't give a shit what we say. They hate us. And that's how that's going to be.
Everyone.
But they will sometimes listen to the other ones, because other werewolves are better than humans, I guess. Frequently not, like, all that seriously, but it does happen.
Huh.
Children, right?
Forgive me.
Children, okay. Yeah, I don't think negotiation is going to happen there. Anyway.
Forgive me for saying so, when I'm sure you know a lot more about this kind of thing than I do, but you didn't see Toronto after these things were done with it. I'm not sure there's a point in talking to anyone.
No, probably not.
And if I'm being very frank, I'm not sure any of my men can be convinced to let any of these dogs near us ever again.
That I definitely understand. Spitballing solutions to other problems. That's not here nor there right now. If you don't mind me asking, about how many of you are there, and how many without silver at the moment?
Or use a percent if you're more comfortable with that.
Whatever you're comfortable with. Hope those two questions imply that I intend to be doing something to raise that percentage.
All right. With that in mind, well, understand that I'm a colonel. I'm in charge of this island, not the whole division. My understanding, we've got about 8,000 combat effectives. 5, maybe 6 times that, civilians and growing. We've more or less secured what we have. Food supply is decent.
Medical?
And our mission is what it's always been.
Okay.
As for silver, every man at this fort has at least one silver javelin. The officers have silver swords, or partially silver swords. Every ballista has at least one silver bolt. The perimeter troops, anyone on the frontier, has silver. Maybe 1 in 5 of our effectives. But we're training more every day.
And how much, I suppose, how long have you been? Are you still getting supplies?
We forage.
I mean, supplies of silver, that is.
Yes. We have, like I said, two magic users, whatever, wizards, whatever you call yourselves.
Mages.
Helping us out, but only so much they can do. We take apart buildings for the steel. We've got a few folks retrained. I suppose the elephant in the room, he kind of taps the armor. Our division intelligence guy, major fucking dork. Anyway, apparently wrote his dissertation on 2nd century Roman equipment. That was fortuitous. He was able to help us figure out how to make all this shit better than rifles that don't work with bayonets on the end. Still, a number of our guys equipped that way, but we're getting there. At this rate, with what we have, probably takes us a couple years to get equipped with silver to the degree we want. Because, to be frank, we're taking our fucking country back.
All right. See, this is why we're going around and talking to people, because I happen to be somebody who can turn steel into silver. I happen to be somebody who is familiar with werewolf violence. You happen to be somebody in need of silver and familiar with werewolf violence. There are others in our growing unorganized gaggle who are also familiar with turning steel into silver. And looking very much to be able to protect themselves against all of these new and terrifying threats. And I think there's quite a few people that you could stand to meet in our immediate area.
All right. How'd you know we were here? Been wondering that.
You know Story, how we can do magic? Scouting. Magic scouting. Seem like a fair...
We looked into a mirror. And there you were.
I'm just... You're not the first... mages we heard from recently.
Yeah. That would be the coincidence that had us looking.
Okay.
Astoria, how much... How much do you want to say here?
Are your mages yours, or are they on loan?
Ours, best I can, we feed them. They live with us.
Since before or after you were contacted by the previous mages?
Before.
Okay.
We picked them up on our way across Canada.
Okay. Just that's an important note. To put it as bluntly as possible, those people are deeply invested in
murdering a child so they can steal magic. And that, it's about that black and white. And that's something that I would want to know about my associates.
I see.
I know that sounds out of pocket.
Are we going to skip the outright mage supremacist also?
Out of character, that's Chicago. The ones who went to kill the child are...
Oh, my bad. Two terrible factions going on. No, I apologize. Yeah,
these guys were contacted by Astoria's family, and that's why we're here. I'm just kind of...
Yeah, my bad. I've been mixing up who's doing what. Well. I apologize.
Yeah. We will get it back around to the bit with Savior, because that's also an issue that he's going to have to pick a side on.
Yeah, if Benji's comfortable with me retconning, my bad.
Chris mixed up the two bad guys he's interacted with. we have aligned ourselves against them. I'm not going to try to hide that. At this point, you probably would assume that if I'm telling you this about them. If you are not at all interested in joining our coalition, that is perfectly fine. But we do request that you, if you choose not to be friends with us, at least don't choose to try to murder someone of ours for some weird cult people.
All right. Yeah, I'll be real with you. That last guy, you never talk to somebody that, they're sure they're the smartest person in the room.
And they seem like they might have somebody chained up in their basement.
That was the vibe.
Yeah.
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 He does have someone chained up in his basement. Several people, even.
Uh-huh.
Go with your gut on this one. If it felt off to you, that just means that, to me, you're able to pick up on some stuff that not everybody can, and that's a good sign.
All right. I think we can talk.
Okay. Obviously, I'm not expecting any kind of hard answer today. But under the pretense of you don't intend to participate in weird cult nonsense with them, moving forward, there is a gathering of local leadership. We're trying to maybe not formalize yet, but start putting faces behind an assembly of the local groups. I don't know how much they're looking to hash out just yet, but it would be, you know, leadership from the Duchy, leadership from Harvard, leadership from, Bird as a player is the one that starts with a B. Belvedere. Leadership from Belvedere. There's going to be people who have been organizing their communities getting together. And, given that I've spoken with a lot of them, it's turning out that a lot of people have a lot of things to share that they didn't really understand other people would need. And we would love to have you, because knowledge of how to fight werewolves is absolutely something that these people need. And like I said, silver is absolutely something that we can provide.
All right. Well, obviously, I can't guarantee anything. Chain of command and all of that. But...
Two questions. Chain of command being a prompt. Does that mean there's still a formal U.S. military existing?
He, kind of looks out the flap of the tent where there's a U.S. stars and stripes flying on a pole. Yeah.
Love that. Love that. Part two. So, I understand being friends today probably isn't an option. Do you have something on your plate that would make that possible?
Well,
give me my main quest.
Since you ask, I just sent a boat to carry a message back home to our, well, larger posting. I've got a patrol overdue to report in. Very overdue. You understand, communication and travel for the rest of us that don't have magic, it doesn't go as fast as it used to. But we expected them back 3 days ago. We haven't heard anything. Is that something you could work on?
You just want a status check-in? Just to be clear, sorry.
If you could find them, tell me if they're alive, and if they're... figure out why they haven't come back. These were well-trained men.
If
they didn't come back, there's a reason for that.
Do you have any of their things?
No. Listen, sir, I'll give you a benefit of the doubt of not knowing much about us. Tenth Mountain is light infantry. We are very accustomed to carrying our whole shit on our backs. I don't know if we've got anything that belongs to them still here. I imagine.
Is anyone related to them around?
Not to my knowledge. I could do a survey. This is mostly a combat posting. We're building a little bit of a town here, but their dependents are back on the main peninsula. Best I can do right now is tell you where they went. Reconnaissance mission. And, well, where they were supposed to go. I'm assuming they made it that far. But you can find them, bring them back if they're still alive. I think that would go a long way towards getting my superiors on board with your plan.
Give that a solid nod and...
That's where Tiernan's
contribution. That's where Tiernan's contributions end, by the way, everyone.
See, the brain parasite has been screeching in my ear this entire time. Just say, let's do a seance. If they're dead, we can talk to them and get you some confirmation. And if they're not, you're fine.
See, and I was trying to figure out
the first impression kind of spell to be casting around someone.
I was trying to figure out if you could somehow use, like, mind to find people who would be, like, linked to this dude.
That's a more realistic option that might be...
You can also search the armor out.
Yeah, like, that's... We do have ways of tracking them.
It gets around what the DM wants, but...
But, yeah, we'd take a...
set quest, I got you.
We take a sample of one of their armors, we go fly out to where they last were seen, we do a ping for that armor type, and then we find them dead or alive.
Yeah.
But, I was just like, seance, call up the ghost of his dead soldiers, and I was like,
what? That's what I was thinking, too, when I was just like, wow, that's probably not a great thing to do.
The Dark Kermit the Frog meme. That one was just in my head the whole time.
The right answer is obviously Chase, get a mind imprint of him and everything this guy knows about him. But he's probably not going to be cash money with mages wandering around in his brain with U.S. intelligence secrets.
Did you mean find the corpse, take a snapshot of his brain, and then use my newfound wonder to push up to mind 5 and send them home as golems?
I don't think that would ingratiate us to them very much.
Okay, but they'd be alive again.
Not in any way that mattered.
Nah, it'd be great.
I think we're a little far afield here.
Alright.
Olathe is going to repeat the question that she asked earlier that I think got either overran or missed of how are you doing on medical?
Alright, for now. Well, most prescription medications are long gone. Anybody that was dependent on that stuff is... Well, they didn't make it. We can handle the basics. Battlefield medicine without supply lines and technology is, well, I miss Medivac.
Fair enough. Do you mind? And she's going to kind of like reach out of like the arm that was fucked up on him. I'm just curious how difficult it would be to fix.
Okay.
And she's gonna... I'm gonna just roll 5582. Just for life vision first, and then how difficult would that be to put back together?
It'd be tricky. It's a permanent part of this pattern now, so it would be not just life but also prime. Like, it's doable. It would just be a pretty unpleasant experience for him and be a little bit more intensive than just regular healing.
Okay. Do you mind if I try fixing this as a sign of goodwill? I will warn you, it won't be an enjoyable experience necessarily, but...
Sure. I've never had magic. I assume you're talking about magic. Done on me. Other than...
Try not to have your people freak out.
It itches.
You're okay.
Yeah, Olathe's gonna give this a shot, because more permanent injuries are also kind of a bit more of a step up in terms of magic she's done. I don't think I've
interacted a whole lot with that.
Astoria is going to offer a stick to him, wrapped in cloth, and she's going to, like, tap her mouth.
Well, that just takes me back to escape and evasion training. All right. This is going to suck, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
You're going to re-experience nerves bad. Existing.
All right.
They will probably be available to open air for a moment.
You should probably let your people know that it's going to maybe get a little loud.
Please don't let them think we're murdering you.
Oh, Captain Hiller, go, yep, yes sir, got it. I'll make sure no one does anything stupid. And the woman leaves the tent and pulls the tent flaps behind her. Not that that's gonna, like, stop the noise, but, you know. Okay, I'm gonna bite this stick now. Don't kill me, I guess.
I won't kill you. That at least I can promise.
We can bring you back if we do.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sharp Astoria. Look at Astoria. With the stick in his teeth, a sharp look at Astoria.
A well-deserved sharp look. All right, so I'm working on what? Is this a prime 3 or prime 4? It should be life 3.
It's life 3. I think it might be prime 4 because it All is right. a that is kind of the thing with aggravated damage. If it doesn't kill you, it permanently alters your pattern.
Uh-huh.
So to similarly permanently alter that pattern.
7 brought down to a 5. That is 4 successes on the first run.
All right.
Hold on.
Darn. I know you were yawning, but my brain just had the idea that you were, like, having to adjust mic levels so you could scream.
Oh, he was screaming, but at Hecate.
Oh.
She has taken to getting on the kitchen counter because she is now obsessed with corn. And we have some corn that we grew hanging up there, and she wants it bad. Anyway, he bites down on the stick and kind of white knuckle grips his desk with both hands as the muscle and skin and veins and arteries and everything of his arm just kind of starts writhing. You said how many successes?
4.
That'll do it.
Yeah, because Olathe is going to have basically made like an herb mixture, use that to mark. Because, you know, probably blood magic, not the best first impression.
Yeah.
And use that to help restructure what she's doing here.
Yeah. It takes a little time. He's, you know, trying not to yell as he bites onto the stick for the entire experience. But you kind of watch. It doesn't, like, open up. It all kind of happens inside the meat case. It stays inside his skin. But you do see, like...
Oh, skin's wiggling.
Yeah, the skin is wiggling. Muscles and stuff are kind of re-knitting themselves where they were previously obliterated. And, yeah, after a few minutes, it stops. He kind of... looks down, holds up the arm, rolls his wrist, works his fingers, flexes his bicep a little bit, kind of turns it around, looking at it.
There's going to be some phantom feeling in it and things like that. The mind does adjust, but it'll take a little time, similar to how when you lost it.
Extraordinary.
Gross. Magic can be a great thing.
He's gonna hold out a hand to shake.
Hopefully he'll shake his hand.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you folks are friends. You didn't need to do that. But you did. Not really getting anything out of it. So, where I come from, that means something. So.
Helping people is something I try to do when I can.
He points at a spot on the map. On just a little bit down from the very tip top of the lower peninsula of Michigan. This is where my men landed. Or were supposed to land, anyway. Goal was to try to see how far south they could make it from there. And come back with information. If you can, well, if you can't bring him back, if you can find out what happened to him and bring that information back, I'll personally vouch as best I can that we should work with you folks in the future.
Fair enough, Corporal.
He blinks a few times like he's trying to figure out if you did that on purpose.
Colonel. Wait, was I... Colonel, damn it. Yeah, no. That was Sting messing up. Sting would have got that right. Or Olathe would have got that right. I don't know why my brain went to Corporal.
He grimaced.
Gave him a significant demotion.
Yes, I did. Nah, like I said, Olathe would have gotten that right. Sting got that wrong.
Yeah. You're damn right. Go push your papers, bitch boy.
All right. Careful out there. Hope to see you soon.
Hopefully with more information.
Yeah. And that is going to be where we call our session for the night.
Olathe will be, like, we're going to the back. There will just be a, you know, that was a good way to test doing that. I'm glad it worked out right.
Yeah, imagine if you botched.
Imagine if you botched, but yeah, that was just new magic for Olathe, so, you know, let's test it on someone else.
We've had two guinea pigs in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, well, man, that could have gone really poorly.
I was fairly certain I had it right. We're great.
Yeah, we're awesome. We're the best. Best that ever did it.
Completely untested magic. On a werecoyote and a colonel.
It's a little more intense than just the normal type of doing it. Still easier than building wings on myself.